Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today, I'll be talking about my idea for a pressure cooker for tea. As usual, there's a blog post to accompany this episode. Today, you'll find it at danq.link/tea. A pressure cooker for tea. Now, I should start by saying I'm not a tea drinker, which is something I probably shouldn't confess on a podcast at risk of having my British citizenship stripped. But while I was making a cup of tea for my partner this morning, a thought occurred to me, and I can't for a moment believe that I'm the first person to think about it. What about a pressure cooker, but for tea? Hear me out. It's been stressed how important it is that the water you use to make a cup of tea is 100 degrees C, or as close to it as possible. That's the boiling point of water at sea level, so you can't really boil your kettle any hotter than that, or else the water runs away to pursue a new life as a cloud. That temperature, we're told, is needed to extract the flavours. Again, please note I'm not a tea drinker, so I'm not qualified to comment on the flavour of tea at all, let alone tea that's been brewed at too low a temperature. In any case, that's why you can't get a good cup of tea at high altitudes, I'm told. By the time you're 3,000 metres above sea level, water boils at about 90 degrees C, and most British people wilt at their inability to make a decent drink. Some high-altitude tea drinkers swear by switching from black tea to green tea or white tea or oolong, which all apparently release their aromatics at lower temperatures, but it feels like science, not compromise, should be the solution to this problem, right? 'Cause it's a question of pressure, isn't it? If you increase the pressure, you increase the boiling point, which allows water to reach a higher temperature before it stops being a liquid and starts being a gas. So let's invent something. I'm thinking a container, maybe about the size of a medium-sized thermos flask or a large keep cup. You need thick walls to hold the pressure in, obviously. A safety valve and a heating element, like a tiny version of a modern pressure cooker. The top half acts as the lid, but it also contains a compartment into which you put your tea bag or your loose leaves, optionally in an infuser. After you've configured it from the front panel, the water gets heated to a specified temperature, which can of course be above the ambient boiling point of water owing to pressurisation. At that point, tea gets released from the upper half, the temperature is maintained for a specified amount of time, and then the user's notified by a bell or alarm or something so that they can release the pressure, open the top, lift out the inner cup, remove the tea bag, and enjoy their beverage. This isn't just about filling the niche market of dissatisfied high-altitude tea drinkers. A device like this would also be suitable for other folks who want a highly controlled tea experience. You could run it on a timer and make you tea at a particular time, like a tea's made. Or you could set the temperature lower for a controlled brew of, say, green tea at 70 degrees C. But there's one other question that a device like this has the capacity to answer. What is the ideal temperature for brewing black tea? We've been told it's 100 degrees, but that's probably an assumption based on the fact that's as hot as we can get water to go in a kettle on account of physics. But if tea is bad when it's brewed at 90 degrees and good when it's brewed at 100 degrees, maybe it's even better if we brew it at 110 degrees. A modern pressure cooker can easily maintain a liquid water temperature of up to 120 degrees C, enabling excellent extraction of flavours into water. Incidentally, that's why pressure cookers make such good stock. Is it possible that the perfect cup of tea hasn't been invented yet, owing to limitations in the boiling point of water? I'm not the person to answer that question, of course, because as I said, I'm not a tea drinker. But surely somebody's tried this. Someone out there, somewhere, might have tried to retrofit a pressure cooker lid with a sealed compartment that the releases, even if it's just on a timer, to deposit some tea into superheated water. Because maybe, just maybe, superheated water would make even better tea. And if so, maybe there's a possible market for my proposed pressure cooking tea device. Once again, this episode was based on a blog post, which you can find today at danq.link /tea. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, you should go there and leave a comment or email me on podcast@danq.me. And as always, Dan Q for listening. Dan Q very much.